This poem is called Big Mood Swing. For the last few weeks, I haven't refused any, not a single feeling, not one. I haven't failed to bow toward each for hours, to speak enormously with each for at least the minimum minutes. And didn't my feelings do the same in return? Wasn't it a tender and brotherly translation? I wore the sweater my father gave me, weeping. I stood near the cargo hangars, daydreaming a woman, her skin, her pale arms bare, her cool, surprising skin at the beginning of spring, its zealous style. So many feelings, and as usual, sometimes too many, and many confusions. I danced as ecstatic and hopeful as a cartoon, or afraid some nights, worried I might fail. But the alarm always rang, so I woke in time to hate a plastic bag caught in the crown of a poplar, this bag that refused to be torn apart by wind. It was my anger the bag fought, my resentment against the black and red Stop and Shop lettering, the weekly meat and poultry special, the sober photos of unsuspecting children who'd been lost or stolen. I couldn't exempt myself or skip out and act derelict, but because it smelled like April, April in Chile, there were pears to taste again. In the streets, I saw sunlight on the smoked glass of limousines, the rivalry of a lesser sun with greater. And there were sudden showers, soundless knives, even a fireman wearing fur, his singing. What was that singeing? And after all that, I still can't tell you who I am, though I can imagine his greeting and how it sounds much as these words would if they were whispered by two people exchanging rings before they turned to the crowd and, over the mortgaged green and muddy fields, waved their hands. That's a wedding of some sort.